Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Inspire small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me today. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure, as always. I'm excited about having our good friend Mike Menzies back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Mike is the resident banker of the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust. He's the president. His day job, where he actually makes a living, is that president and CEO of Easton Bank and Trust, which is an outstanding independent community bank there in Easton, Maryland, beautiful downtown Easton, Maryland. And he's here to talk to us about a very important current events topic. Mike Menzies, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thanks. Great to be here. Absolutely.
It's always a pleasure, Mike. Folks, as you may know, we have these organizations called Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. They've been in the news for several years now, and I want to, Mike, I'm just going to, in case people, you know, have lives unlike you and me, you know, they actually don't pay attention to the weeds kind of stuff like you and I do, but for regular folks, these two organizations are what's called government-sponsored enterprises, which are groups of financial service corporations created by the government. And their job is to enhance the flow of credit to targeted sectors of the economy and to make the capital markets more efficient. Now, as an example, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, those are the acronyms for these organizations, either own or guarantee mortgages. The Federal National Mortgage Association is Fannie Mae. The Federal Home Loan Mortgage Company is Freddie Mac. You also have the Government National Mortgage Association, that's Ginnie Mae, and then you have the 12 federal home loan banks. Now, I don't know if I've left any of those out, Mike, but the point is these are organizations that the government helped to establish, but at least some of them are privately owned, but they've had the, up until recently, Mike, the implicit guarantee of the government, but now we know they have the explicit backing of the government, don't we?
Yes.
Now tell us what's happened.
Well, first it's important I tell you what has not happened as a result of the government takeover of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And that is that the Chesapeake Bay is loaded with rockfish and bluefish. We have more big, fat, soft-shell crabs than ever before.
Oh, come on, Mike, Mike. And you haven't invited me up either.
The dove are everywhere in Talbot County, Maryland, and the geese have just started to arrive.
I'm moving over there, Mike.
Okay.
Can I get a loan from your bank if I move over there?
You're darn tootin'. Unfortunately, I can't sell it in the secondary market.
I know.
So we'd be happy to lend to you.
So wait. Okay. All right. I'm sorry. No. You know, I lost my head for a minute there, Mike. I didn't lead with the main topics. I was so wound up in this Fannie Mae Freddie Mac thing. Tell me again about the soft-shell crabs, because that's what I'm really interested in.
Oh, well, the Sooks, who are the boy soft-shell crabs, are big and fat and sweet and rich. And it's a great time of the year for the eastern shore of Maryland. And, you know, we do need to let the cloud and the fog from this event clear a bit to understand what's going on. But if I could go back to the simple purpose of these GSEs, government-sponsored enterprises, they were formed, as you pointed out, really and truly for the purpose of allocating credit into sectors of the economy that would profit or benefit from credit, where the consumer would benefit from access to credit that enjoyed a government support. And the reason government support was of value is that it made interest rates lower. So the housing sector, for example...
In other words, the implicit protection of the government or backing of the government
allowed these entities to borrow at lower rates.
It made them less risky because of the implicit guarantee of the government made their business less risky, and therefore the rates were lower.
Well, There's a debate in there that could take some time, but the fact of the matter is they were perceived to be less risky.
Right. And therefore, I should have said perceived.
Yeah,
right.
People would buy their notes or lend to them because they enjoyed the implicit guarantee of the government.
Right.
And recognize there are three basic types of GSEs. There's the housing GSEs that you mentioned,
right.
Those that are dedicated to lending money to consumers to buy homes. There's the Federal Home Loan Bank system, mm-hmm. which is a system of banks that lends only to banks.
A dozen of those.
Well, actually, they lend to a few municipalities, but they primarily mm-hmm. lend directly to banks. It's almost all their lending. And that allows banks to make loans that they otherwise would not be able to make. And then there's the farm credit system,
right?
Which subsidizes, if you will, agriculture.
The main thing, folks, and we're not going to spend too much time in the weeds. The main thing is, as you know, the government took over Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac over the weekend, literally took them over. And so we're going to, Mike, to tell us what that means to you and me for borrowing money for our house and also for our businesses. 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 17 till. Little Foreigner bringing us back. We're urgently trying to get you the message about this Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac takeover with our good friend Mike Menzies. Mike is the president of Eastern Bank and Trust. That's EasternBankandTrust.com, right, Mike?
Yes, sir.
And it's not your grandfather's bank's website, folks. This is a pretty spiffy bank website. You want to check that out. And, you know, Mike, this Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac thing, this takeover, which literally happened over the weekend, was something that people were warning about for years. I remember Alan Greenspan warned about it. We know about these organizations, even though they're privately held, there was no other group on the planet that was doing more lobbying and had more influence on Capitol Hill to get protectors for them. There's been lots of corruption inside these organizations. They've had horrendous accounting write-downs and scandals, in my opinion. A lot of people, unfortunately, Mike, have made millions and tens of millions of dollars being involved in the leadership of these organizations. This, in my opinion, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, although they've done a lot of great things, they're a horrible example of what happens when the government lets things get out of hand.
Well, I think lots of that is true, Jim. The issue is that some of these entities in this nation, private and public sector entities, have become too big to manage, too big to govern, too big to regulate, and in some cases too big to fail and too big to punish.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a curious double standard in that the mission of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac was to support the housing of America, mm-hmm. which is a worthy mission. And yeah, there were
And they did that, and they did it well.
But remember, before Wall Street got into the business of exotic, innovative, crazy mortgage lending,
right?
Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac,
vis-a-vis the subprime meltdown.
Vis-a-vis the subprime meltdown,
yeah.
The
mm-hmm.
shadow corporations on Wall Street, before that occurred, before Fannie and Freddie were put into a position, a competitive position, where all of a sudden they were losing market share to these crazy types of loans, they were doing a fantastic job. They really were. Yeah, there were some accounting problems. But all things considered, they did a great job to support housing of America, and they did conservative underwriting.
Mm-hmm.
And the question we face today is, to what extent is government involvement in programs of like this necessary and appropriate? Surely Fannie and Freddie and Ginnie Mae meant a lot to the health of our economy and to housing. But the debate we'll go through over the next couple of years is, should this whole system be private or not? For example, should our community bank, which is subsidized by something called the FDIC,
mm-hmm.
who guarantees our deposits,
mm-hmm.
not have that government support?
Mm-hmm.
I would wager to you, sir, small business, that if we didn't, then small business America would be crushed.
Yeah. So you're saying that the prudent use of government support is really important.
Absolutely. And prudent is the underlying word.
Yeah.
And if we want to protect Small Business America, we need some of these entities effectively managed, effectively, properly regulated, properly supervised, allowing us to have small business capital formation in this nation. If we wipe out the home loan bank system and Fannie and Freddie and entities like that who give the little guy a little bit of a competitive advantage, if we take that away and go 100% private, if it all goes to Wall Street, if all these decisions are risk-based decisions on Wall Street only, we'll have a different world.
What you're saying is these organizations have kept keep Main Street relevant and not just Wall Street.
You bet.
All right, so now one of the things that that I think has been a problem that I think has been solved with this takeover, if they had made originally prohibited the leadership of these GSEs from being able to lobby Congress, I think we would be in a different situation right now. But because those groups have been lobbying Congress like crazy, and which I feel like was the fox guarding the hen house. So now, though, with the takeover, am I correct that they've been prohibited now from lobbying Congress?
Well, that's what we all understand from the media. So I guess that these entities won't lobby Congress anymore. They won't have to. Congress owns it.
Well, good point. So what is your judgment about this? Was this the right thing for the government to do?
It would be awfully tough for a little small-town community banker to second-guess the Secretary of the Treasury. If I had the opportunity to weigh in, I would have argued that before conservatorship, we should have looked at other strategies.
Like
but
what?
I don't have, well,
like receivership?
Possibly, no, like possibly continuing to invest some level of equity until a strategy can be adopted. You know, we took this thing over in the middle of a campaign period.
Yeah, yeah.
So you tell me, Jim, is the government going to do anything between now and, say, February or March in the middle of the greatest housing correction in the history of the nation?
Do you think that they thought that they needed to do this, though, because the other things were getting out of hand? Maybe there was going to create some... Because other people own parts of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, people around the world, right?
Well, let's take that to the subprime issue. I mean, should the government step in and take over Lehman? Should the government...
Right.
What happens if we tell Wall Street you must mark all your mortgage assets to market immediately and take that directly to your capital? Should the government step in and begin to take over those entities? And these aren't simple questions to answer.
Right. Can you explain to us how the steps that were taken this week will affect your bank, your ability to lend? And all right, we're going to do that. We'll come back after these messages, folks. Mike is a beautiful, perfect snapshot, he and his bank, of what you and I are dealing with in our own markets, with our banks, and with our credit institutions across the country. It's 10 Till. Here is Steely Dan to take us out. Welcome back. Little Jimmy coming back with us, bringing us back. 7 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. We're visiting with our good friend Mike Menzies, president of Eastern Bank and Trust. That's easternbankandtrust.com. And Mike, all this stuff with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, for the average person, is way above our pay grade. It's way above our heads. We don't understand all the stuff that's going on. I don't know if they've made the right decision. I do know that I think they've done some things that are going to prevent maybe future problems with regard to the lobbying. I think that's definitely a good thing. Time will tell if this is the right thing. But here's my question to you. For you as a president of a small bank in a small town America, and all your brothers and sisters across the country who are serving small businesses, who are our heroes, what is this going to mean for us to be able to borrow money on our houses, for our customers to be able to borrow money? What's this going to? Do you think this is going to mean for the housing economy and the small business economy?
I'm as average as the rest of them when it comes to understanding the complexity of this situation. But my speculation is, and it's only speculation, it's not data that confirms this position is that, one, houses will be more expensive in terms of interest rates, that it will cost more to borrow money for a house, that, two, that housing prices will be under more pressure because there will be less liquidity in the marketplace for housing as we go through the restructuring of the organization. It's sort of like the phrase, I'm from the U.S. government and I'm here to give you a more efficient business model.
Right, right.
We're going through a political period, and I can't imagine that Fannie and Freddie are going to be more efficient, more effective, better organized, and have better access to the secondary market. So I don't think short-term it's a good thing for housing. I think it will put more pressure on housing, which is exactly what we don't need at the moment. But you can bet I don't know.
How is this going to affect? So your ability, your bank has a mortgage entity.
We have a mortgage entity.
So is that going to hurt your ability to upstream mortgages?
Yes, it will. It will.
So that therefore it's going to put pressure on your profit.
It'll put pricing pressure, and underwriting and structural pressure on our secondary market activity.
Right.
Now, we're tiny. I mean, we're a drop in the bucket, but there are 8,000 of us out there. Remember, there are about 8,500 banks, and about 8,000 of us are under $10 billion.
And there's nothing, there's no entity in the marketplace more important to small businesses than independent community banks.
Well, I believe that for sure.
There's no question. I stake my life on that. That is the truth. But the thing is, so your health is our health.
We're codependent. There's no question about that. But, you know, I think we need to give this time. Again, I'm not going to second-guess the Treasury. They have more information.
So the opinion you just gave us, which I value very much, you think is maybe a short-term, meaning a year or two kind of a thing, not a perennial thing?
Say that again, Jim.
You think it's going to get better over time? It has a potential. The dour prediction you just gave us, you think has the chance to improve over time?
Well, I believe in this country. I believe in our system. I believe in small business.
Yeah.
I think that we are still in the process of a correction as a result of excesses. And Fannie and Freddie are one piece of that. They're certainly not all of it. There are excesses as well on Wall Street that have yet to be brought to the surface.
Mm-hmm.
And Fannie and Freddie, they're guaranteeing $5 trillion of mortgages, but that's
all
the mortgages.
That's right. Yeah.
Now, that's not all the mortgages in the nation.
But that's about half. That's about half of the mortgages in the nation.
Right. And recognize that one of the issues here is that there's $39 billion of preferred stock that's held by banks throughout this land.
Mm-hmm.
And when you take that off of the balance sheets of banks, you reduce their capital.
So you're saying
when
that
you reduce their capital, you reduce their ability to lend.
This takeover is going to hurt the stockholders, isn't it?
The takeover will hurt the stockholders of those banks who invested in preferred stock at Fannie Mae.
At Fannie Mae, right.
Stock.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're
That's
too small. Right. Eastern Bank and Trust is too small to have taken a position in those assets, but there are lots of healthy banks and good banks that bought preferred stock.
And
we own mortgage pools.
They're going to be diluted or maybe wiped out with regard to the stock, right?
Yeah, well, they won't be diluted. They'll just have a reduction in value.
Yeah.
But the key issue here is that the ability of banks to lend is driven by capital.
Right.
And the reason Fannie and Freddie were taken over was the Treasury perceived it didn't have enough capital to support its losses.
Mike, I got to wrap it up. We've run out of time. Thanks for being here. Good job today.
Good to be with you, Mike Menzies,
ladies and gentlemen. Now you know why he's our resident banker. I'm going to go for just this hour. I'll be back on the other side of these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.